I received a call from, I think, Lee Robinson, who was has always been a mate. I love Lee, and he's a great loss to this industry. And he was colourful, Lee. He was our first kind of Hollywood producer. Lee, you know, with his untipped American cigarettes and his kind of white linen suits. And he was Hollywood for us. He was a bit of a villain. Everyone loved him. You know, it was a great kind of badge of honour if Lee owed you a couple of $100 or something for a salary or a fee. You never held it against Lee. It was a kind of a badge that you were a part of a very exclusive club of people. I don't know anyone that had held anything against Lee Robinson. They would always look at you and say, "Jesus, he was a villain," but always with a smile in their voice and their heart for just being in his company. He was a man's man. It was great being around him, and he was good for the industry. You know, he was great for the industry, Lee. But I think Lee phoned me, or it may have been John McCallum. I can't remember, and said, "Look, you know, Weird Mob was successful. We made a few dollars. We've formed a company. We're going to do a television series shot on colour film. At this stage, titled Skippy. There's a character of a father who's this kind of ranger guy, and Eddie Devereaux is playing that character. And I loved Ed. I'd been in theatre with Eddie. Obviously, I'd been in there a Weird Mob with him. Great mate, Ed, and terrific actor. And again, another man's man, a good guy to be with, Ed. Good singer, good everything, good raconteur. Eddie's playing that role. We'd like you to think about playing the flight ranger, this helicopter ranger that works the park for Ed. And there's going to be two boys in the show, Ed's children. He's a divorcee and yada yada. And I said to them, "It sounds great. And this is going to be shot on film," which is an absolute rarity back then in the 60s, because everything was tape, black and white. And they said, no, we're going to shoot it. We're looking at the world market, and it's going to be on colour, 16mm. And I thought, holy dooly, this is an answer from heaven. This is what every actor wants, not just continuity of work, but to work on this new medium of film.